Bienvenidos un año más a esta sección de Ópera Judaica, hoy con un doble descubrimiento, ya que se trata de una obra muy poco habitual en los repertorios fuera de los Estados Unidos y de un compositor contemporáneo al que hasta ahora nunca nos habíamos acercado. Hablamos de Mark Blitzstein, nacido en 1905 en Filadelfia, Estados Unidos, y muerto en 1964. Blitzstein fue el primer compositor en desarrollar un idioma teatral musical convincente que representara el estilo del lenguaje vernacular estadounidense. Siguiendo la doctrina de Kurt Weill, Hans Eisler y Bertolt Brecht, dedicó mucho de su talento a la caracterización dramática y musical de tópicos sobre comentario social y sátira política. Entre otros profesores, destacan sus clases particulares con Nadia Boulanger en París y con Arnold Schoenberg en Berlín. The Cradle Will Rock, algo así como La Cuna se Mecerá, es en realidad una obra teatral musicada y fue estrenada por Orson Welles y John Houseman, y su libreto gira en torno a un sindicalista y su lucha contra el corrupto dueño de una fábrica. La escucharemos en una producción neoyorquina de 1960, bajo la batuta de Howard Da Silva, con las voces de Temi Grimes, Seth Riggs, Arnold Boketaitis, Dan Merriman, Kenneth Smith, Jack Harold, Michael Weger, Chandler Cobles, John McCurdy, Philip Bruns, Maurice Stern, Howard Fried y Joshua Echt. Arriba el telón.
Okay. Melt.
Melt? Oh, Melt.
He was kind of annoying me.
Yeah?
Hey, what's the trouble? Where is everybody tonight?
All down in front of Union Headquarters, I guess. Big Union Drive tonight.
Gee.
What do you mean, gee? Union trouble ain't no news in this burg. All the force gets called out regular. Just your luck I happen to be around here now.
You must be busy. I bet they need you bad.
Sure they need me bad. See that phone over there? They'll send for me when things begin to pop.
Well, good night, officer. Good night and thank you. I think maybe I'll go down and see the fun.
Hold your horses there.
Well, it'll carry on alone in this room. Why, you need my protection right to your room. Come on and smile now, sister.
Say, you got me wrong.
Yeah.
Why, you're no better than that two-bit clod. Maybe you're part of the new vice squad.
How'd you guess it, baby?
So that's the way you work it now. I see a Romeo that's on the make. Try to throw a little scare in me, because I need a break to make a living. What the hell do you care what I do, so long as you get what I'm giving? Ain't it nice knowing that you got me coming and going?
Hey, wait a minute. Say, I don't get you. What's the matter with me?
Don't get me wrong, I've loved you all along. Yes, indeed, you're just my style. All the girls go crazy at your call. You've got that certain smile that makes them fall. Come on, you lad, go put me in the jack. You think you're wise, you think you owe me. I'll show you guys.
Jimmy. Hello? Yeah, Dick talking. What's up? Square in front of Union Headquarters. Who phoned in? Virgil. What are they? Listening to a speech, is that all? Now, you know Virgil.
You're all under arrest!
Arrest!
You can't arrest us!
We look like union organizers!
That's me!
I said you're under arrest.
Why, we were sent by Mr. Mister.
Yes, Mr. Mister.
You can't arrest us. Why, Mr. Mister sent us.
Me.
The man was making the speech.
It was him you were supposed to arrest.
Then what did you want to run for?
So this is the crew.
Crew?
What a word.
Yeah, nice job, huh? Just like that. Wasn't out 5 minutes. Eight of them. Count them. What you got there, Dick?
Little hustler.
Hustler? Tart.
Listen, we can take them all in together, huh?
Suits me. Only these are mine.
Together?
Us?
With that?
With him!
What, you don't know who we are?
You fool!
Idiot!
Calling me names now.
Go right ahead. You only happen to be arresting the newly formed Liberty Committee.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
You never heard of the Liberty Committee? Did you ever hear of the Daughters of the American Revolution?
Well, you ain't one of them, are you? Hey, did you say revolution? I knew it! Come on, let's go!
I stopped you!
Gosh, it's cold in here. You don't have it heated like you did last Thursday.
Well, when you get brought in next Thursday, I'll see you get a cozy fire and a fur-lined rocking chair. Would you like that?
It's nothing. But I'm a little chilly. Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
This is quite an outrage to be arrested this way.
This is quite indecent. They don't know who we are.
Welcome, Mr. Mister, to come and bail us out.
Cut out the remarks now. You'll do your talking later.
Think of what my people would think if they could see me.
Think of what my public would think if they could see me.
You know, Mr. Mister, you'll come and bail us all out.
Welcome, Mr. Mister, to come and bail us out.
Thank you.
place, but their faces should be seen more often in this place. Just like mine, I get arrested every week. Yes, and sometimes twice a week. Vagrancy, it's called, I guess that's me.
A crazy life, I find it.
Well, really, I don't mind it. I like the company. It's lonely looking where my drugstore used to be.
We're the most respectable families in the city. We're Steeltown's Liberty Committee.
We're against the union. We're against the drive.
Hey, Virgil, tell me now, what's it all about tonight?
What I told you down in union headquarters, that's about all tonight. Mr. sent in orders. Arrest everybody for him in the crowd. Fellow started making a speech. I pulled in all the guys I could reach.
Oh, but we were there to stop the man who was making the speech. He's a red, one of these agitators. We wanted you to arrest him.
Why, I drew up the manifesto. Steeltown is clean. Steeltown's a real town.
We don't want a union in Steeltown.
But the other one was mine. America, cradle of liberty. Steeltown, cradle of the Liberty Committee.
I'm the secretary.
I'm the chairman and Mr.'s personal doctor.
And I'm his daughter's art instructor.
We're Mr.'s Liberty Committee.
I hope you ain't made a bad break. They're a kind of refined-looking bunch, you know.
Maybe I made a mistake. I got my orders. That's all I know.
That's why they're all in here then. The cop got his signals mixed. Shall I tell you a secret? We're in the same old trade as you.
You mean you're all solicited?
Not quite, but so to say. They won't buy our milk-white body, so we kind of sell out in some other way. To Mr.
Who is this Mr.?
Better ask me who he's not. He owns steel and everything else too. Because of him, my son was killed 6 months ago. Now he'll come and bail them out.
Say, would he bail us out too?
I don't know, I'm drunk.
I wonder if I'd better phone Mrs. Mister. I know her so much better than I know Mr. I'm afraid Mr. Mister's got his hands full tonight.
Will it keep him from coming here? What?
That union business comes to a head tonight. He's gone crazy trying to kill it.
Officer, where's the man who made the speech?
Yes, where's the man who made the speech?
We're in here.
But where's he?
Where's the man who made the speech?
All right, take it easy. We got him. Don't get sore. He'll be here. The boys are giving him a little workout next door. Anybody want to join him?
Oh, what a filthy night court, place for common tramps and bums. Don't they know nice people when they see them? We prosecute if them lems, it's not our place to be there. So Mr., please take pity, come and save your pet committee from disaster. Where's the judge? Where's the judge? We want the judge!
Order in the courtroom. Next case, the judge will be here shortly. In the meantime, I'll take down the name. First case, name?
I am Reverend Salvation. I wear the holy cloth. My name is known to all God-fearing people in Steeltown. The Liberty Committee was formed by us to combat socialism, radicalism, communism, and especially unionism, and to uphold the Constitution
all
of this...
All right. Charge?
Well, I had orders. Loitering, I guess, or maybe obstructing traffic.
Why, this is preposterous. The officer has made a dreadful mistake. I insist that everything be placed in the record.
So they got old man Salvation in night court at last. You know what the charge ought to read? Professional prostitute since 1915.
My dear Mrs. Mister.
Reverend Salvation, how are you? It's been weeks I've wanted to meet you and to greet you. I'm a stray lamb too, and I brought along our month. in you forever. Hard times, I can assure you, hard times. For us poor, you hard times. Father, what can we do? The market hasn't been ideal. And so we sell our steel to French or English or German, though the latter are vermin. Father, please, in your sermon Sunday, I rely upon you to implore that we stay out of the war.
Must it be?
News! That page news! Headline news! Strictly mine confidential news! What's hundreds. He says it's the only way to recoup our profits. It's all fixed and everything's ready for the first guns. War, war, kill all the dirty Huns. War, war, kill all the dirty Huns. War, war, we're entering the war. For Mr. shown the president how things are. England has simply been adorning. Eyes white, think of the rallies. Eyes left, I'm going to knit socks. Eyes red, steel's going to go up sky high. All you clergymen must now prepare a special prayer and do your share. Oh, yes, your share.
Thou shall...
War! War! Kill the dirty Huns! War! War! Kill the dirty Huns! War! War! We're entering the war!
The Lusitania is an unpaid debt! Remember Troy! Remember Lafayette! Remember the Arrow! Remember the woman! Remember those innocent unborn babies! Make the world safe for democracy. Make the world safe for liberty. Make the world safe for steel and the Mr. family.
Of course it be so ever. This is a war to end all war.
Amen.
I can see the market rising like a beautiful bird.
Collection.
Order in the courtroom. Next case, name.
I am Editor Daly of the Steel Town News.
Charge?
The same, I guess. You know about these things. Say, what have I got these people for? Loitering? Obstructing traffic?
Change that to read procurer, also known as pimp. To Mr., to Junior Mister, to Sister Mister.
Junior!
Leave me alone!
You big lump! Why don't you try to reduce?
Don't bother me. I'm busy.
Crown, crown till it hurts, baby, crown. My heart asserts, baby, crooning in spurts, baby, is just nerds for a tune.
Spawn in a canoe, baby, spawn. One built for two, baby, just me and you, baby. I can canoe, baby, spawn.
Oh, the crooner's life is a blessed one. He makes the population happy. For when all one's cares have distressed one.
Oh, to spoon is grand in the chimney sod. You spoon and spoon and never get tired. But it's nicer at night than in the noonday sun. Cause then you're Gary Cooper and I'm Carolombo.
Yes, Crown, even the poor are not amused. If they're without a suit, they should give a hoot when they can substitute.
Find me a dream man and leave us in dreamland, where me and my dream man can.
When they can substitute.
Spoon!
Crown!
Do we disturb you unduly? I have business with Editor Daly.
Should I wear stripes or checks? Oh, the problems of my attire. Excuse me, but I must make another long-distance call to Esquire.
And I got a date with a fig. Get it?
The children are rather witty.
Ha 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 ha
I've called you here very early, my dear editor daily, because I have something on my mind.
Oh, my gift of prose will be at your disposal, Mister, you've been very kind.
I believe newspapers are great mental shapers. My steel industry is dependent on them, really.
Just you call the news and we'll tell all the news from coast to coast and from border to border.
Yes, but some news can be made to order. For the press, the press, the freedom of the press, they'll never take away the freedom of the press. We must be free to say whatever's on our chest. With a hey diddle dee and a whole nonny no, or whichever side will pay the best. I should like a series on young Larry Foreman, who goes around storming and organizing unions.
Yes, we've heard of him, in fact, good word of him. He seems quite popular with working men.
Find out who he drinks with and talks with and sleeps with and make up the rest till at last you've got it on him.
But the man's so full of fight, he's simply dynamite. Why, it would take an army to tame him.
And it shouldn't be too hard to frame him.
For the press, the press, the freedom of the press, you've only got to hint whatever's fit to print. If something's wrong with it, why then we print to fit. With a hey diddle dee and a ho nonny no, for whichever side will pay the best.
Have his picture fill the front page of your paper, this drunkard and raver who's out to gull the people.
Just a minute, I'm not being indiscreet. I must consult the owner of my sheet.
Please don't try to cross your good human new boss. I'm the owner of your famous paper since this morning.
In that case, I wonder if my place is not worth more. The labor crowd would like me to shake you.
Then you'll see just how neatly I'll break you.
Ooh, the press, the press, the freedom of the press. They'll never take away the freedom of the press.
That Foreman series now.
Yes, mister, mister, yes.
With a hey diddle dee and a ho nonny no.
Yes, yes, yes.
For whichever side will pay the best.
I agree with you absolutely, Mr. Mister.
Now that's a big relief, Editor Daly.
Yes, you see, I was literary advisor for years to Princess Walla Walla Hawani of the Hawaiian Islands. Why, we still correspond.
Then you're just the man to write the manifesto for my new Liberty Committee.
If I do say so myself.
A literary advisor to a princess. Well, what do you know?
Yes, well, you know grammar and things, you know.
Oh, yes. About Junior.
Yeah, I do like Junior.
He doesn't go so well with union troubles. I want him out of town. Say on the paper. A correspondence job or something, see?
Your Junior working? Yes, I see.
People around get paid! sun. They say the climate's fresh and vernal.
You can learn to play the ukulele.
Now, Junior, listen to Editor Daily.
Have you been to Honolulu? Are the women nice down there? Just as long as they're high-breasted.
Junior, please don't get arrested.
Picture when the sun sets on Oahu. That's the island Honolulu.
Chocolate arms are open like a flower.
How the hell do you spell Honolulu?
Junior's going to be a journalist.
There's a woman there who wants you.
La 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 la.
Have you been to Honolulu? Sail away to that fair
land. Order in the courtroom. Next case, name?
Mary Druggist.
Usual charge, I suppose.
You know this one. I picked him up in the square earlier in the evening.
Wait a minute. I belong with these people. I sold out, too. I sold out my boy and two others with him.
Steve?
Yes, Pop?
Those glasses, really clean this time. Like that.
That's the way.
It looks like summer weather, there's a fine warm sun. I swear I'd not change places with King Solomon. I ought to make you pay for every glass that you drop. It certainly feels fine to own my shop.
Oh, Pop, you're always talking crazy. This shop's not yours. What about the mortgage?
The mortgage now, you know how much that worries me. I saw the man again, told him to let me be. I'll pay him when I can. You know who owns the company? Mister, tell me, what does he want with my little cash?
It's a terrible world, Stevie. And I feel
fine.
Are you the guy that runs this joint?
I'm the proprietor.
Do you know a Polack who comes here every Sunday?
A Polack?
Sure, a punk. With his wife he comes here. You know Pop. He means that Polish fellow.
He brings his wife here every week about this time. She likes my ice cream sodas. Yes, I know them well.
You know what he looks like?
Guess what?
You'd like to keep this drugstore, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want any company to take it away from you or anything like that now, would you?
What's the idea?
Here's the joke. When this Polar comes in today, you don't say nothing. He goes out. There's a big noise outside. You don't say nothing. Nothing. Understand? You
you keep your trap shut. But wait around with the yank, you've got it. You remember it was this here Polak.
Done what?
Explosion. They're taking a little piece off Union headquarters across the street.
Who is?
None of your damn business. Jeez, I don't know why the boss had to pick you of all the stores on this side. Talk about dumb.
The boss. Mr.'s behind us somewhere, Pop.
Hey, you don't know that name. You never heard that name before. Get me?
But man, I can't say somebody did something if he didn't. Suppose he denies it.
Listen. I'll go over it all again. It's gonna be an explosion. This guy is gonna be in the explosion. He ain't gonna bother you none after that.
And his wife, too?
Can I help it if his wife never lets him out of his sight?
Pop, I heard what he said. Pop, you're not gonna let him get away with it.
Yeah, get your shirt on. You don't want to interfere with your old man.
Steve, they got me cornered. I'll lose the store. They can do it. I'll lose everything. They got me, Stevie. What shall I do?
Pop!
Shut up, now! Here they come.
What store are you going to get it?
Up on High Street.
Oh, expensive shop, I bet.
No, it ain't. And it's the cutest dress.
Oh, Sadie, you got a new dress already. What, do you want to take all my money?
I know, but God.
Is it pretty dress?
Oh, gosh, if you could only see me in it.
All right. All right. Maybe they make me head guy at the mill and I get plenty money, huh? Hey, what you think? Same thing?
Vanilla ice cream soda with two scoops.
You mean nothing. Or just Coca-Cola. Hey, wait. With a shot of lemon, maybe, huh? Hey, the manager come to me yesterday. Say I keep away from Union, I get a good job. Then Larry Foreman Union fella come to me, say, Gus, don't be fool, you belong with us. Look like I'm very popular. Everybody want me. I don't know. Hey, Sadie, you gonna have kids soon?
God.
I want a kid. I want a son. Oh, what I care what they hear. Now I got first papers, pretty soon I'd be real American citizen. The fella you say they need men like me. Sure. Good hands. Strong. He say America need men like me. Hey, Sadie, I think maybe... You getting big already. We gotta buy you new kind of dress soon, huh?
Stop it.
Why don't my Sadie tell me she gonna have baby?
Now, Gus, I asked you twice today. Don't talk that way.
What I believe.
wait!
Steve!
Wait, they're gonna get you!
Stevie!
My old friend, Dauber the artist.
Well, if it's my old friend, Yasha the violinist. He has to be here.
Of all the people to walk into a hotel lobby, I meet him.
How's the concert business?
Oh, fine. How's the painting business? I had 30 concerts last year.
Last year I had 12 paintings last year. How about this year?
This year I rely on my talent.
Prospects are lousy for me, too. Don't let me keep you. Please be on your way. You must have many things to do.
No, not at all. An appointment today brings me to these parts.
Me too.
But the person I'm about to meet, I doubt you could have met her. The kind that grumbles at my feet, she'd stay there if I let her. She's fabulously wealthy, and although that's not the reason, I think she can be counted on to subsidize me all next season.
Your lady friend does resemble a lot someone, and that's very queer.
Oh?
Someone who's meeting me here.
No.
Is her Pierce Arrow light blue?
Yes.
Not Mrs. Mister?
Well, yes, Mrs. Mister.
Me too.
Oh, there's something so damn low about the rich. That's in fact, they're far-fetched. They're just funny. They've no impulse, no fine feeling, no great itch.
What have they got?
What have they got?
What have they got?
Money.
Stupid woman, Mrs. Mister!
Stupid! What she doesn't know about music would put Heifetz back on his feet again.
She asked me to bring El Greco to tea this summer.
This summer? Oh, so she mentioned the summer to you. Did she say where she would be?
No, but we both thought that Paris would do. Or Capri, she calls it Capri.
Why, she promised me Bar Harbor with an extra house ride. But of course, if she has other plans, I've other fish to fry.
Well, dear Lady Duchess desperately wants me at her place. She's had everyone do her three quarters. I'm to do full face.
And I just heard from Marquesa Contessa last week. She was Matilda McGee.
Well?
Now she's divorced the Marquis.
Hell! My Lady Duchess loves me!
Well.
But to wed wealth, so I fear, would affect my career.
I agree.
For there's something so damn low about the rich. It's incredible. The open way they court you. All these millionaires, I can't tell which is which. What can they do?
What can they do?
What can they do? Support you.
Oh, there you are, you two. And together. Who says I haven't brought about a union of the arts? Paintings and music. Twin flowers from one stem. The spirit. Yasha, those horns are perfect. Imagine. He went and had the horns of my Pierce Arrow tuned to that motive in Beethoven's Egmont Overture. You know. Ta-ta, 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 ta-ta. Yoo-hoo. Hallie vacuum at lunch whether Picasso has curly hair. Now don't tell me I couldn't bear it if he was bald. The weekend. You're both coming to me for the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Ask us again and again, Mrs. Mister, ask us again. We love it, please, now and then. Do ask us again. Whenever it's convenient, we'll come. When it's not, we're always lenient. Unless you found some other bum. For we love to sit in the lap of your lush and lavish display. although it's only from Friday night till Sunday.
Your guests are disgusting. Your food is too heavy. We eat and we drink and we melt and we're full and we're ill and we're bored.
You boys, you kill me.
But we live on the fat of the land, and for service we don't lift a hand. We're allowed to be rude and insulting and rude. So long may you wave, and forever amen. If you ask us again, again and again, oh please, Mrs. Mister, just ask us again.
Have I told you about Rupert Scansion, the poet, you know? He has divine eyes and such sensitive hands. And he told me I was an old soul, a very old soul. He was alluding to my spirit. Well, he's coming to dinner tonight.
To dinner?
Cora, you're falling.
Cora, we're starving. Ask us to dinner, too.
Yes, do. You poor boys. Artists have to eat. That's all we're good for, we moneyed people. Just use us. Just step all over us if it's only for the good of the cause. Oh, speaking of the cause, I want you two to join my husband's Liberty Committee. You will, won't you?
Put us down.
And how?
Don't you want to know what it's all about?
Politics.
Cora, we're artists.
And we
love
art for art's sake. It's art for art's sake. To part for art's sake. With your heart for art's sake. And your mind for art's sake. Be blind for art's sake. And deaf for art's sake. And dumb for art's sake. Until for art's sake. Then kill for art's sake. All the art for art's sake.
There's the car now. Dobra. Yasha.
You.
It was Tuesday last week. Yeah, Tuesday.
wanted to see the man who made the speech. Hey, Larry Foreman, now make a speech.
That's the man that made the speech. He's the one who started this.
Wait till Mr. Mister comes.
Well, Mr., what did he say? What did he say?
Mr. Mister's not at home.
Not at home?
At a meeting with the board.
With the board.
Says the judge is with him, too. He'll come over right away, just as soon as they get through.
What did he say? What did he say?
He'll come over right away. That's the man who made the speech.
He's the one that made the speech.
He's the one who started this.
Been grilled. Say, who made up that word grilled? I also been barbecued, frizzled, and pleated. Yeah, now I know what the dirty foreigners feel like. Guess I am a foreigner at that. Place has been in the family for over 60 years, but it's 9 miles out of town, so that makes me a foreigner. Not that it's a good property. If it was, we wouldn't have it in 60 minutes. Every year of Mr., there's an A-number-one home snatcher. Now, a lot of hard work and perseverance went into that reputation. What's the whole Liberty Committee doing in a night court? And on the wrong side of the bar. Wait till I tell my Aunt Jessie. Oh, she's got to come back for everything. All said they was the biggest cheats and whores in town. Excuse the language, miss. My Aunt Jessie gets all them big words out of the Bible. You're new here. What's the matter? They catch you on the streets, kid?
Uh-huh. What'd they get you for?
Who, me? Making a speech. Passing out leaflets. The formal charge is inciting to riot. Did you ever see my aunt? Well, I'm creeping along in the dark. My eyes is crafty. My pockets is bulging. I'm loaded, armed to the teeth with leaflets. And am I quick on the draw? I come up to you very slow, very snaky. And with one fell gesture, I tuck a leaflet into your hand. And then, one, two, three. There's a riot. You're the right. I incited you. I'm terrific, I am!
That don't sound like nothing to get arrested for. Besides, you don't seem very worried.
Listen, girlie, you don't want to talk that way. That's dangerous talk. First thing you know, they have you deported as well as fumigated. But it's a good leaflet. We printed it ourselves. We got a committee, too. Farmers, city people, doctors, lawyers, newspapermen, even a couple of poets, and one preacher. We're middle class. We all got property. We also got our eyes open. This crowd here, hiding up there, in the cradle of the Liberty Committee.
Upon the topmost bough of yonder tree now, like bees in their hives, lords and their lackeys and wives, a swinging rock of my baby in an ice big cradle. Then they remark the air is chilly up there, the sky beetle brown. Could that be a cloud over there? And then they put out their hands and feel stormy weather. A birdie ups and cries, boys, this looks bad. You haven't used your eyes, you wish you had. That's thunder, that's lightning, and it's going to surround you. No wonder those stormbirds seem to circle around you. Well, you can't climb down and you can't sit still. That's a storm that's going to last until a certain wind blows. And when the wind blows, the cradle will rock. That's thunder, that's lightning, and it's going to surround you. No wonder those stormbirds can't say no. You can't stop the weather, not with all your dough. But when the wind blows, and when the wind blows, the cradle will rock.
The cradle will rock. You think we don't know what that fight's about tonight? Why, Murphy from the rolling mills, Brown from the roughers, Young from the boilermakers are sitting together at union headquarters. Why, more people than Steel Town ever saw at one time is crowding around in the square. Those boys don't know it, but they're fighting our fight, too. They're making onions grow all over the land where only cactus grew before, and they'll have the machinists and the blasters with them before the week is out. Try and stop them.
Did he say onions?
Yes, but he means union.
Oh.
Hey, did you see the people?
The tons of them.
The ore. The quiet.
I lost my Aunt Jessie in a crowd of boilermakers bunched together with their wives and kids on one side of the square.
The kids all had bugles.
I'll find her blowing a bugle, I guess. Unless they pull her in for carrying concealed deadly leaflets. Two-gun Jessie herself. Over in the other side of the square, the roughers with their kids. And their kids had drums.
I saw them. In the middle of the square were the rolling mill workers. Their kids out in front, too, with fights.
You know what it takes to keep a kid from... blowing his bugle or banging his drum. They're all out there now.
Not making a sound. Just waiting. Waiting.
Ready to strike up the band as soon as they hear the good news.
Well, I asked one little boy why he wasn't playing his fife. And he said to me, Mister, that's discipline.
Oh, tonight. Oh, boy, if they get together, oh, boy. Goodbye, free-for-all in Steel Town. Hello, Union.
What's the difference?
The difference? Well, now, free-for-all is when a boilermaker can be kicked around, demoted, fired, like that. He's all alone. He's free. Free to be wiped up. They call it the right to work. Unions, he's got 50,000 other boilermakers behind him, ready to back him up, every one of them, to the last lunch pail.
The difference is...
Well, it's like the five fingers in your hand. That's the boilermakers. Just one finger. But this... rollers, roughers, machinists, blasters, boilermakers. That's a thing! That's a union!
President Prexy of College University, and these are Professors Mamie and Trixie of the same institution.
John, maintaining a disorderly house.
Yes? Mister, why, good heavens, man, send him in. Mister.
President Prexy?
Lovely morning.
It's raining.
Oh, is it? I had no idea. Well, of all things.
My wife's waiting for me. I'll come to the point at once. I need a speaker. One of your professors. Someone who can put up a good rap.
We have lots of professors this year who make lovely appearances. Just what kind of a man did you have in mind?
Rally next Saturday night. I'm extending your military training course. 2 years compulsory service now. Didn't they tell you?
No, they didn't. Well, of all things.
Well, we're building up quite a nice little regiment. You never know when you'll need them. There was that Aliquippa strike. When was it now?
19...
Well, no matter. The National Guard isn't any cheaper. And I can handle college boys myself. This country is going to the dogs. What with the unions and the sit-down strike. Now, I want a professor from the university to come to talk to the students. Stir them up. Someone who's got away with him.
Let me see who would be the kind of man most suited to your purpose. Send in professors, Mamie, Scoot, and Trixie. Mamie's a new one, just up from the Argentine. He may be the very article. Boys, this is Mr. Mister, our distinguished citizen and trustee. He... But, President, now, Scoop, you first, Mamie.
Applied Science, Laboratory 54. Military training. Young gentlemen of the university, I give you now the triple flank maneuver.
Thank you. We'll let you know.
That won't do at all. What does he think college boys are? They won't know he means military training.
Professor Scoot.
Ethics 42, Aesthetics 6, World Philosophies 4, Logic 1.
How do you feel about our course in military training?
Do I have to say?
Why, yes.
But I don't like military training. Military training of any kind. I'm a Tolstoya.
A what?
A little brother.
Where were you during the war?
In Henry Ford's peace ship.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't know how the man got on that payroll. Believe me, he's off it now. I tricks.
Football coach. And also elementary French.
Now you tell the kids, we're bringing them the best military equipment. Riot guns, cartridges, tear gas, hand grenades, everything. They're going to find 3 or even 4 years of such training is not going to hurt. Not going to hurt. Not going to hurt, is it, Doctor? It's not going to hurt.
Now, don't be alarmed, old man. A purely routine examination. Now, just breathe naturally.
It hurts sometimes when I breathe, Doc, you know.
Where? Here?
Not now, Doc, but it does hurt.
Just breathe naturally. Mostly nerve, that's all. There are some new injections, rather rare in this country. We'll start on them tomorrow. And a long cure this summer at BC. I think that's all.
All? Oh, you're certainly not forgetting to take my temperature and pulse, Doctor.
Fair enough. Incidentally, old man, I want to thank you for being made chairman of the Liberty Committee. It means a great deal to me, as you probably knew. Among other things, I believe that's all I needed for a new research appointment I've been after for months. Perfectly normal.
Normal?
Completely. Pulse a bit jumpy, just nerves, that's all.
Ella Hammer to see you, Doctor.
Ella Hammer? The sister of the machinist who got hurt? What's she doing here?
No idea. I treated him at the clinic.
I think I know what she wants. The man was drunk at the time, wasn't he?
Drunk? Well, why no?
No? That's very interesting. I was sure I heard he slipped because he had been drinking.
Well, is it causing you any trouble?
In a sort of way. He's been trying to put over this new union stuff on the employees. The kind that's never satisfied. His sister's beeping all over the place how he was pushed into that lane. You know, I had a hard time deciding whether a doctor was the right type to head a Liberty Committee. I decided, for a number of reasons. I was sure, after you examined him, didn't you say he was drunk?
I?
Yes, you. As a matter of fact, I phoned the newspapers only this morning to send someone over to get the story from you. I'm wondering how easily you could explain your sudden resignation as chairman of the Liberty Committee to your extensive practice. That is, if a change was found advisable. Good God, I'm a sick man, Doctor! Doesn't anybody realize how sick I am? I have nightmares. I'm in the middle of an earthquake. Call it nerves, call it what you like. I don't understand the times. Unions, unions. We raised their wages. Now they want a union. Things are slipping from my grasp. What's it coming to? My own doctor helps to make me sick!
Hello, doctor. Doctor, you examine Joe. Doctor, you're the one to know. If he ever touched a drop of liquor, he couldn't hold it. You know his stomach. They take enough out of his paycheck for you to know his stomach by now.
Yeah?
Is the rumor true that they mean to say that he was drunk?
Yeah.
But doctor, you know those hoodlums framed him, pushed him into that lane, all because he wasn't afraid to talk. He's been expecting this for weeks. He even told you that.
Yeah.
Workers who have been cheated and lied to and sold out. They daren't trust anybody no more. They mustn't lose their faith in Joe now. You see that, don't you?
Yes.
A story. Is that what your papers want? A story?
Listen, here's the story. Not much fun and not much glory. Low class, low down. The thing you never care to see until there is a showdown. Here it is. I'll make it snappy. Are you ready? Everybody happy? Joe Worker got chipped for no good reason, just chipped. From the start until the finish comes, they fed him out of garbage cans, they bred him in the slums. Joe Worker would go to shops where stuff is on show. He'd look at the meat, he'd look at the bread, then he'd look in his pocket and just shake his head. One big question inside me cries, how many fakers, peace undertakers, paid strike breakers, how many toiling, ailing, dying, pile the bodies? Brother, does it take to make you wise? Joe Worker was pushed. He never fell, he was pushed. Weary, weary, tired to the core. And then if he drops out of sight, there's always plenty more. Joe Worker must know that somebody's got him in tow. For what is the good for one to be clear? Oh, it takes a lot of Joes to make a sound you can hear. One big question inside me rise. How many frame-ups, how many shakedowns, lockouts, sellouts, how many times machine guns tell the same old story? Brother, does it take to make you
specialist drew a research appointment and kept his job on the Liberty Committee.
Gee, and I thought they were all so high class.
Sister, you should be ashamed. An amateur like you in the company of all these professionals. Oh, they could teach you something. For instance, you'll probably go to jail, but do you think they will? Not near committee button.
Well, Mr., never get here.
It seems we've been here for hours.
I insist that man be stopped. He's already caused enough trouble. What is this, Russia? We don't have to listen to talk like that.
No, you don't have to listen.
You're all independent, you are. There ain't no mister. It's just the boogeyman. You preach what he tells you to preach. You print what he tells you to print. Or else, you sell out everything you've got. Your son, your store, yourself.
Stevie.
Mister comes around.
And you kiss the ground where he walks.
Mrs. Mister lifts her finger.
And you lift your little behind to be smacked.
This ain't Russia, no. It's Steel Town, USA.
What do you want us to do, join union?
A university president's union.
A concert artist's union.
Don't make us laugh.
I got some sort of invitation to join a pharmacist's union. I wonder if they know there's a pool room now where my drugstore was.
Didn't anyone ever tell you boys you belong to a union already? It's the closest shop ever heard of, and it's been running things for quite a while, only you've been rooked. You're in one of them racketeer unions where you run all the errands and get maybe $1 cigar for Christmas. You ain't made one real demand yet.
You've only said yes, Mister up to now.
You're caught there, boys. You're stuck like a sandwich. Between the top crowd pressing down and the bottom crowd coming up. What do you want to be? Hamburgers? I ask you.
Everything's all right now.
You're Larry Foreman.
Ex-Foreman.
I've been looking all over town for you.
How's the union return?
They haven't come to a decision yet. Mr. Foreman, I know a lot about you. You were once in my employ. Look here. We are both for the same thing. A fair and square deal for everybody. Why don't you persuade your group to join with the Liberty Committee in one big, united organization?
You mean with these people here?
Yes. A bad mistake their being here. Release them all at once. I told the judge to go on home. I have his authority. That includes you too, of course, Mr. Foreman.
Oh, you got his authority?
Yes, my brother-in-law, you know.
Oh, yes, the judge is your brother-in-law. He's part of the Liberty Committee, too.
And some of the best people in town. Doctor Specialist over there. Editor Daly, you know him. And they're all very democratic. Come now, what do you say?
Let me understand you. You like my services in swinging your way all the people I've signed up, all the people who agree with the union. You'd like me to change their minds. Is that it?
That's it.
Well, that's a little strongly put.
No. Mister, you can be perfectly frank with me.
When all this trouble is over,
go ahead.
I'll see that there's a wave of increased production, improved methods, closer competition than the country has ever seen before.
Don't do it.
Do they know I'm building them a swimming pool, a library, a private park for the children?
Where I sit, it looks like they only want a union.
I don't want to talk about your future.
That's Mr.
There's nothing you couldn't be.
Mr.
I haven't time to argue. Well,
and that's an offer.
I might.
He's making
please,
you.
Call order, you know.
Take
well, of course, I didn't expect you to do it just like that. Ought to be worth quite a sum to you, huh? I thought so. You needn't worry about that part. I'll see you get what it's worth. Let's talk it over. Outside.
Do you understand?
Wait!
I'm kind of funny that way.
I'd like to know now about how much it might be worth.
Go on, you son of a bitch, you lousy foreman. Who do you think you are? Go on. That's Mr. Making you an offer. Take it. Making you an offer. Mr.
You don't say. Worth that much to you, huh? Well, you take all that money and go buy yourself a big piece of toast.
You want to relax. To me and my Jesse, you're a poached egg.
What?
Fool!
No! Stevie!
Go on, get out of here. And take this little girl with you. Up there, she don't cost you nothing. In jail, she's liable to have to... You're liable to have to feed her, huh?
Why, you goddamn skunk! I'll break you! I'll run you out of town!
And give us front page publicity, would you please?
Kill her!
Yes, Lynch! Kill!
Listen!
Listen, once and for all, you scared bunch of ninnies. Outside in the square, they're starting something that's going to tear the cat out of your stinking records. That's Steve marching out in front. But one day there's going to be wheat and sidewalks, cows and music, shops, houses, poems, bridges, drugstores. The people of this town are finding out what it's all about. They're growing up. And when everybody gets together like Steele's getting together tonight, where are you then? Listen, you black legions, you Ku Kluxers, you vigilantes, hiding up there in the cradle of the Liberty Committee. When the storm breaks,
the cradle will fall.
Listen, the Boilermakers are with us. That's the Boilermakers' kid. The Ruffers. That's not for you. That's just my Aunt Jessie and her committee.
Let's thunder.